Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Verlin Klingeman, 92, of Lone Rock, died Sunday, May 31st at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral service will be held Friday, June 5th at 11 a.m. at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Visitation will take place Friday, June 5th from 9:30 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Military graveside rites will be provided by the local military honors unit at Woodstock Cemetery. Memorials can be made to the local American Legion. Verlin Klingeman, 92, of Lone Rock. Doris M. Alt, 92, of Sun Prairie, formerly of Plain, died Wednesday, May 27th. Funeral services will be held Friday, June 5th at 11 a.m. at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the St. Luke's Catholic Cemetery in Plain. Visitation will be held Friday, June 5th from 9 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Doris M. Alt, 92, of Sun Prairie, formerly of Plain. Wendell E. Smith, 93, of Muscadet, died May 24th at Dove Healthcare in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held Friday, June 5th at 3 p.m. at the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian. Visitation will be held Friday, June 5th at the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to the family to be used for community betterment in the greater Riverdale community. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Wendell E. Smith, 93, of Muscadet. Arbutus Ellen Ward Schumacher, 95, of Richland Center, died at Harvest Guest Home, May 22nd. Funeral services will be held Friday, June 5th at 11 a.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Visitation will be held Friday, June 5th from 9:30 a.m. until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to the Richland Hospital Foundation, or consider doing a random act of kindness and think of Arbutus. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Arbutus Ellen Ward Schumacher, 95, of Richland Center. Edith L. Edie Williams, 63, of Richland Center, died Sunday, May 17th. A graveside service will be held Saturday, June 6th, at 11 a.m. at the Button Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Online condolences can be made at prattfuneralservice.com. Edith L. Edie Williams, 63, of Richland Center. Francis R. Franny Foley, 68, of Richland Center, died April 14th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Graveside services for Franny will be held at the Bear Creek Cemetery in Lafarge, Saturday, June 6th at 12 noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Francis R. Franny Foley, 68, of Richland Center. Larry J. Travis, 86, of rural Spring Green, died February 1st. A celebration of life with a potluck will take place at noon, Sunday, June 7th, or visit with the family starting at 1 p.m. at Marion Park in Prairie du Sac. Larry J. Travis, 86, of rural Spring Green. Carol Ann Randall, 83, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point, died Sunday, May 31st. A celebration of life is planned for Sunday, August 23rd, from 12 noon until 4 p.m. at the Old Avoca High School. Gorgon Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting with arrangements. Carol Ann Randall, 83, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point. This concludes today's Vital Statistics.